I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Hey everyone, how you doing? Welcome back to the Promptus Podcast. My name is Gabriel and I'm so excited to learn with you guys and grow with you guys today. I am here with my co-hosts, Zach and Chad. I definitely pointed to the wrong people on that one, but that's their names. And Chad, per usual, has the prompt for us today.
I do have the prompt, and this one is one I'm very opinionated about, but in the best way possible.
Okay.
So I've done a lot of research on it. The topic for today is, the prompt of the day is, how to find your purpose or calling in life. And I know we each have 3 different stories about that. So Zach, do you care if I just pass it over to you to start?
Dude, throw you in the hot seat.
Let's go.
Per usual.
One day I'll get really good at this. Yeah, one day I'll get good at being in the hot seat. But until then, let's make it awkward so it's intentional. You know what I'm saying? Yo, so man, finding purpose, dude. I feel like it's such a big question because it feels like it should be a one-time thing. I've found it. And I don't need to find it anymore. But wow. What I'm realizing as I get older is it's forever changing and it's forever developing. Good. But there's key things that I stay really true to. So I'll give some context. I grew up in the church. My parents are church pastors. They got divorced and married church pastors. So I have a lot of church pastor love in the fam. And what that does for you is you don't really question your purpose because you're like, well, my purpose is by default to work in the kingdom. But a 12-year-old kid doesn't really know what that means, right?
Yeah.
And so, to dive in straight on the Christian train straight away, but when you're a kid, you're like, yeah, that's my deeper purpose. And when I got to like 16 and 17, I was like, man, that's cool. But what does that actually mean? And It took a really long time to unpack that. And for a long time, I thought that, oh, my purpose is I'm going to encourage people through music. And it was like I tied my purpose to a career and an industry. And I did that probably until like the last few years, right? Because for me, I was like, at least that gives me something practical to do. My purpose, oh yeah, that's in the music industry. I'm going to win Grammys so I can like influence, encourage people from a stage, right? That's what I told myself my purpose was. And man, when I got married was when it really flipped because I had more responsibility and another person to share my purpose with. And I had to really change the way that I saw my purpose. So I mean, I just keep going. We're just going to keep going?
Bro, I'm loving
let's
it.
Let's keep going. I'm like, dude, we could call the podcast there. That was enough gold for... Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, but keep going, dude. We're riding the conviction train hard right now. And I'm not hopping off anytime soon.
Gabe just whispered to me, choo-choo. He just looked me dead in the eye.
I went, choo-choo.
God bless you.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Zach, keep going.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, so getting married really shifted the way that I had to see myself, because this is going to sound really lame and sad, but what if I didn't become a big musician? What if I didn't become a big artist? What does that do for this purpose that I've created for myself, which is I'm going to influence people and encourage people and love people through music? But if I can't reach those people, what happens? And what it did, it's crazy. Every morning I'd wake up and check how many people I've reached today. How many people am I influencing today? Like beyond money, like money wasn't even a part of my mindset. It was fully how many people can I impact and reach and touch through my music and love through that. And so I had to like really change the way that I saw purpose, because purpose can't be, it's almost like purpose can't be tangible. And that sounds really odd, and I'm sure you guys will have heaps to add to that. But purpose is very much about being okay with who you are and what you think and what you feel like God has given you to do, right?
Dude, that's exactly where I'm at right now. That's exactly where I kind of just recently, over my most recent bout with depression, that is the realization I had, is my purpose doesn't lie in the things that I'm doing. It goes like so deep, right? My purpose doesn't lie in the things that I'm doing or the things that I'm accomplishing. My purpose lies and my identity lies in who I am outside of those things. Then you have to ask, okay, well, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
And as a Christian, I go, okay, well, who does God say that I am? Why was I actually put on this? Like, why did God make me? Like, why am I here? And that's that's like such a deep question, but to try and answer that concisely, and I just snorted a little bit, so shout out. Anyway, to answer that concisely, I had to come to the understanding that like God made human beings to be with them, to spend time with them. Like he put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and would just walk with them and hang out with them and spend time with them. And I was like, wow, me thinking that my purpose was to do things and attacking those things is actually pulling me away from the main reason. Yeah, God made me creative. It made me a certain way to do certain things with the life that he gave me. But he also put me here to just like hang out with me and spend time with me. That's a classic Mary and Martha story in the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, one of them just wanted to spend time with Jesus, and the other one's like cleaning in the kitchen, doing stuff. And Jesus was like, yo, just spend time with me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do all these things. I just want you to spend time with me.
Yeah. I think the thing that people can get confused on that too is people always want a rule. They want a good and a bad.
Mm.
But in the story you're talking about, what Jesus says to Martha, because Martha was the one that was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
She was banging pots. She's like, Jesus, go tell my sister who's sitting at your feet spending time with you, go tell her to come help me. I'm doing this for you, J-Dog. Like, let's go. Like, like I'm trying to have a good dinner party for you and tell my sister to come help me. And he says, Martha, 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 you've chosen what is good, but Mary has chosen what is better. And so sometimes we can't substitute good for what's, or sometimes we can't substitute what's better for what's good. Because I know a lot of people want to say, oh, I'm going to do the good things, I'm not going to do the bad things. But what about if the good things isn't the ultimate thing? Right. And so I think that's the thing that we can really get nervous about. Gabe
dude, just went, are we still out here? First class ticket on the conviction train. Oh, man.
He looked like a chihuahua that has the sunlight in his eyes. He just,
God, is that you?
He's seen the light. But I love what you're saying is that your identity, like your work is not your worth. And it's so important to know that. Ian, dude, exactly.
Hit him with another freaking line.
I'm like, I'm with like another 1-2 punch. But Zach had him going earlier. This is what he was saying. He can't attach his identity to his work. Because then it's like, what are you going to do? What happens if you lose your job? Are you now worth nothing? I love what Jeff Bezos said. He's like, whenever people are like, how's it feel to be the richest man in the world? He's like, well, I don't tie my intellect to my wealth. Because if now, if I'm you know, $100,000 rich in knowledge, and now I lose $20,000, am I now only $80,000 rich in knowledge? No, I'm still the same person. I just took a financial hit.
There is a huge difference with knowing who you are as a person and your value as a human being versus your value in the marketplace.
Yeah. Ooh.
That is very different. Because there is value to people and how, and their skill set and how they operate and their voice in the marketplace. And then when I say marketplace, I literally mean like in work.
In the economy.
In the economy.
Yeah.
There's a value that different people have, and there are different values to that, but that is not the same as your value as a human being.
Yeah. And so, like, getting back on the topic of how to find your purpose slash calling in life, for me, I have two answers. Do you guys care if I just kind of dive deep for a quick
second?
Let's
go.
So,
dude, Chad Masters.
About to dive
deep. Captain of the conviction.
I was on the dive team in freaking high school. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not kidding.
So let's dive in.
So for me, I had
right after this ad break.
is that for real?
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So for me, something I really had to learn was that I can't put all my eggs in one basket, right? I know it's so cliche, right? But I had met so many people when I moved to Los Angeles after going to college that were just like, I'm called to be an actor. Okay, well, what type of actor? You called to be a successful one? Or you call it like how far is this going to go? To where now it's like, okay, well, if you didn't book, you know, 16 episodes as a series regular, are you now not in your calling? Or how far are we going to go into this whole thing? Like Zach was saying, what if I'm not a very successful musician? Am I not walking in my calling? How successful do I need to be to achieve what I'm called to do? And who said that you're called to do that? right? Mm-hmm. Is it yourself saying that? Bro, is it the legit pressure of your family? Is it your own desire? Like, well, whatever, it could be really anything. And I'm not saying that your feelings are wrong by giving you a calling, but I had to get to this place where I think I've mentioned this before. So guys, tell me to stop if I have, but I love aim small, miss small, aim big, miss big.
Bro, you mentioned that in
was it episode
the
one?
Series. No.
Oh, in the series. Yeah. Well, if you guys haven't seen the YouTube series about the making of
the podcast,
Zach go check it out.
Got engaged. Let's go.
But is it cool if I share that real quick?
Yeah. So from the movie Patriot.
Yeah. It's from the movie The Patriot. And it's definitely like, you know, there's a lot of blood in that movie.
It's an intense movie.
Yeah, it's an intense movie. Yeah, but there's this part where Mel Gibson, I don't remember his character's name, is teaching his son how to shoot a gun. And the son shot and he missed. And he tells his son, hey, aim small, aim big, miss big. If you're aiming to hit the button on the jacket of the, you know, of the dummy, right, of the thing, then if you miss, you're going to miss a couple inches right, couple inches left. That's it. But if you're just aiming to hit the target in general, you're going to miss it. If you miss it, you miss it.
Yeah.
And so for me, I had to think to myself, okay, well, if I'm putting all my marbles into one huge calling in life and I miss it, I've missed it. My whole life is, what was my life for? What was my purpose for? I now meant nothing.
So what is the takeaway from that? Be specific with your callings.
Yeah. So for me, what I turned my calling into is that I'm called to love God and love my neighbor. And I can do that all day, every day, baby.
Yeah.
I can go knock on my neighbor's door. Hey, just want to check in on you. How you doing? But of course, that's just a metaphor.
Imagine you just waking up, rolling out of bed, still in your jammies. Yeah. Chad walks up, knocks on the door. Hey, neighbor, how you doing? Just wanted to check in on you.
But on a
with
serious
a big smile, all put together at 4 a.m. in the morning.
on a serious level, though, think about it. And I want y'all's honest answer. How different would the world be today if every single professing Christian went to their neighbor's door today and said, hey, I would love to be a part of your life? How different would the world be?
Dude.
Oh my God.
And so for me, I'm able to be successful in my calling every single day. Mm-hmm. And it's not on this huge career path where I don't have That's the right. pressure of the career path anymore, because I can fulfill my calling and my purpose every single day. I fulfill it with the way I talk to my friends. Mm-hmm. I fulfill it with the way I honor my wife. I fulfill it with the way I talk to myself. You know? Yeah. And so that's the first step. The second step is, it's actually a bit more practical. So I hope you guys are cool with it.
Dude, practical is so good.
We're here for it.
I love it, dude.
We're here for it.
Well, so, because there's always, you know, the whys and the very like big questions, but breaking it down practically. So it's measurable and you can kind of implement something physical is so important. Mm-hmm. So I love that you're bringing a practical element to
it. And just to give you guys a heads up, I actually attended a career counselor for like 3 months every single week to learn some of the things I'm going to be sharing. And you don't even have to pay me for these.
Bro.
You just got to listen to this ad. Can you imagine if that...
Dude, no, that's too soon.
I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh.
So for me, okay, I'm going to break this down. So if you all are around a place where you can write something down, you know, awesome. If you're driving, don't do that. Okay. But I want you to...
Don't condone texting and driving.
I just want you to imagine a triangle. And look at the bottom right vertice. It's like an equilateral triangle, right? So, wow, look at me, geometry, folks.
Dude.
So look at
some of that big brains, high IQ stuff right there.
The big brains. I talk good. So when you imagine a triangle, look at the bottom right vertice. You would make a list there because those are your abilities. You write down everything that you're good at. You write down literally everything. And don't be bashful. Don't be humble in this moment. If you're good at talking to people, write that. If you're good at cleaning, write that. If you're good at leadership, write that. If you're good at accounting, write that. Write every single thing that you're good at, and that ability is part of the triangle.
So you're saying you draw a triangle and then you put that on the bottom right.
On the bottom right vertice. Yep.
Okay.
Then on the bottom left vertice, it's where your heart is. You write your affinities, the things you're drawn to. What are you drawn to? I'm drawn to helping people. I'm drawn to nature. I'm drawn to creativity. Okay, well, what type of creativity? I'm drawn to making videos. Mm. Okay, what type of videos? And be very specific. What are you drawn to? If you're drawn to helping people, which people? Widows? Be drawn to helping people, that, you know, like maybe being a good mentor to young girls, young guys, whatever it may be. Write down the things that you're drawn to. And then where those two, the bottom left and the bottom right vertice, meet in the middle, those are your opportunities.
At the top.
Wow. Where you're taking what you're good at and you're applying it to what you love. And that for me was a mind-blowing thing for help me practically develop my calling and my purpose in life, aside from, of course, just worship, like loving God and love my neighbor, right? But that's like on a career level, I was able to say, oh, wow, I feel like this would be a good career for me, but that uses this talent and this talent, but it doesn't use these other three or four, right? But this type of career helps me achieve helping these people and doing this creative thing that I love, but it also uses these five talents. And so you can actually see, oh, wow, this would be a good thing for me to check into. So you tracking with that?
Dude, that was great.
The most practical thing I've heard.
He looked at me like I had six heads and I was
I was so intently listening. I don't know if you were going to keep rolling with it, but yeah, dude, that's such just good homework to do. Yeah. Like I want to do that after this podcast, just go in my notebook and just draw a triangle and write that stuff down. That is so solid, dude.
Yeah. It's really driving home the whole, like, you're not what you do. It's like, it's how you do the things you do, you know, it's like, and I feel like that's what we've been talking about this whole time. And do you guys feel like, I've just got a question because prompt you guys, right? Do you guys feel like there's moments where you don't do that? Have you got examples of where you feel like you don't follow with that? That's a bit of a big question. We don't have to answer that straight away, but are there times where you feel like you don't align with your purpose?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, you want me to go into it? No. Yeah. There have definitely been times. I'm definitely someone who is drawn to the novelty of things. So owning a massive company sounds so cool to me. Mm-hmm. And running a massive company or whatever. But as I continue on, like, I know I'm not really cut out for like that CEO position or COO position. Like, I don't have that skill set. Though I like the idea of it, I'm realizing like I need to put other people into those positions so I can focus on like the vision part and the creative part and like vision and branding and that sort of stuff more on the creative side, because I'm just not cut out for that type of that specific leadership role.
Yeah.
And that is a realization I've had to become comfortable with, because a part of me was like, no, I'm meant to use like a lot of what we're doing on social media to then grow some, you know, I don't know. Just like all these ideas that I have with like, it'd be so cool to own and operate like a giant media company and then like different brands and all this stuff and kind of being this like mogul of sorts.
Yeah.
Where I need to, like you said, narrowing in your vision on something very specific that you need, that you know you're supposed to be doing.
Yep. Yeah. Because I think that's something I wanted to clarify as I was explaining that whole example of the Patriot. A lot of the purpose of that was is that when you really do narrow down your aim to just hitting the button, you know, if you miss, you're still hitting the target. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the thing that really helped me. And so I see what you're saying, that as you're narrowing your focus, you're like, oh, you're realizing that I can still accomplish the thing I want to accomplish, even if I'm not hitting exactly where I want to hit, you know?
Yeah. And I think what's so distracting nowadays is with social media, you're seeing everyone else's purpose and callings blasted in your face.
Yeah.
And how well they're doing at it and all the things that they're working on. And it seems really cool. And it seems really, I mean, you mentioned it about, was it Elon Musk or like one of his quotes or something?
Yeah.
That gets you pumped up and fired up, but maybe that's not the best thing for you because you're not called to run a bajillion dollar
business
tech company. You know what I mean? It's just a different, what was that?
You're preaching hard right now to me, man, because literally a few months ago, I was like, I'm going to quit music and I'm going to start an environmental friendly train company. I don't know.
Legit, you actually said that in one of the first podcasts that we did. You were like, wait, I'm not Elon.
Oh, that's funny. Man. I do and remember
then,
that.
Remember that?
It's, yeah, far out. Yeah, definitely not Elon.
Dude, can you talk more about that? Because I'm actually interested, because I feel like this is the first time I'm hearing about. I know you're like into travel and how airplanes work and all that sort of stuff. So I'm actually interested to hear about this, because I don't think I've actually heard the details of this before.
Yeah, I mean, I think like real quick, I've been reading the Elon Musk book, and dude, it was so hard to not just like doubt everything that I was doing, like everything that like God has given to me to build all of these things. I was like, oh, they're nothing compared to like landing rockets, right? Yeah. So I'm like, all right, let me think about a way that I can start something that's going to impact people on this scale and do this and do this. And I was talking to my church pastor about it, and he was like, dude, you're putting this pressure on yourself that may not even be what you're called to do. And he's like, Elon, like, do you, not that we have to make this podcast about Elon, but I just think we all kind of relate, right? But he's like, dude, Elon goes to so much other stuff, right? We call him by his first name, Elon, boy. He's going through other stuff that you're crushing right now. And he's like, you can't look at him as if it's a ladder. You have to look like as people were on the same level. You can't look at what he's doing and go, oh, I'm not good enough because I'm not doing that. He's like, you need to do your own version of what God called you to do.
Sit tight, everyone. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Oh, I brought up you as an example, Gabe, to him, because it was I was like, man, I love that Gabe's crushing it. I can't wait to be like in that position. And he's like, dude, you're going to do your own version. Like, you're not even called to be what your friends are. You're called to be your own version of what God has planned for you.
Yeah, dude, the comparison is so, it's so natural to do, and it is so detrimental to your happiness.
Yeah.
And just in your calling as a whole and your purpose, like comparing your calling to other people's calling, especially, and I mentioned this just like a few minutes ago on social media, you're watching the highlight reel of everyone else's calling.
Yeah.
Like someone could be failing at what they're doing, but their Instagram feed makes it look like they're crushing it.
Yeah.
And then that makes you doubt your own calling, and it completely different. It has nothing to do with what you're doing, but because what they're doing looks cooler and they've, I guess, branded it well in a way.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're questioning your entire life and it's so dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that just brings the question is there such thing as a greater calling? And the answer is no. You know, we may personally here in the West look at things like, oh, this person has a more important role in life. And I think it's easy for us to do that, but okay, I'm called to help people. Garbage men help people every single day. You know, people who stock shelves in grocery stores help people every single day. They're accomplishing the same thing just on a micro level. And if we didn't have people doing that, if we didn't have people playing certain roles in society, society wouldn't be able to function with everyone being Elon Musk. So guess that person stocking the shelf is just as important as Elon Musk. But we see the highlight reel and we're like, oh, because it's fancy and they're on a yacht in Mykonos, we want that because it's cool and it looks flashy. And we start to doubt our own calling and we start to doubt our own worth because, again, we're attaching our calling to our worth. And if we can get to a place where we are excited to be the individual that God has made us to be, when we're excited about that, because remember, a man's character, a person's character is not for what they do from 9 to 5, but for what they do from 5 to 9. You know, if you're not known for what you do, but for who you are,
freaking liners,
you
know, bro.
I'm just saying, if you should get a little bell.
Dude, every time Chad comes out with a quote, just ding.
I'm just saying, it's like, okay, well, if we're not known for what we do for work, we're known for who we are, then a lot of it is like character traits, you know, right? It's a lot of it like our person, who we are. Okay, well, do you have integrity? Do you have honor? Do you respect others? Do you treat people well?
Dude, go ahead. You're spot on, bro. Like, who are you to the people you live with?
Yeah.
So often, someone may be successful out in the world, but their home life is a wreck.
Yeah.
To the people who know them the most, they actually know what's going on, and it's not pretty. You know what I mean?
So I think this is something that people are impacted by called the halo effect, which is something that people can use in order to get a job during an interview, right? Where imagine you're going to interview me, right? And I know that you went to Florida State.
Excuse me. Dude, I need a cough. Sorry.
You're fine. So imagine like you're going to interview me and I know that you went to Florida State.
Yeah.
I'm going to, as quickly as I can, mention different things that I know about you to create a halo effect around me. That means that basically anything I say or do, it has a halo around it because you now deem me as someone similar to you and you now value me. Right. Where I'm going to mention Florida State. I'm going to mention Vine. I'm going to mention, I don't know, Christian stuff. I'm going to do all these things. That way you start to look at me through the eyes of someone like, oh, like a friend or someone that you have similar interest with. Right. And so we can look at people like celebrities or influencers and we put this halo effect on them to where there's actually like, you see it all the time. I just saw another like TikTok famous couple getting a divorce. I think that their relationship was healthy before TikTok.
No,
I'm not throwing shade at all, but I'm just saying is like people now they have tens of millions of followers or whatever it is, and now their personal life fell apart. And like, so, so what are we valuing here? Are we valuing people and success as a measure of do they have to live a worthy life? Or are we measuring people who are able to maintain healthy relationships and treat people with respect as a worthy life? You know, and so I think we have to boil things back down to how are we treating people? Like it, because when we put our calling just on this huge public display of this is my self-worth, this is who I am, value me, you're asking society to do something it should not be doing. Society has no right to place a value on you. You are a unique individual.
Preach.
Right? So you're going to tell me, you're going to tell me that I need to marry this type of person in order to, wow, my spouse is cool now. We're a power couple, right? So no, it's like, I'm not going to allow society and culture dictate how I feel about myself. Cause that means you're letting external things impact who you are internally. And ultimately when it comes down to it, you have to sleep with yourself at the end of the night. You have to be able to go to sleep with your own feelings and society doesn't care about you. It's like, I don't mean that in a mean way.
Yeah. In reality, once it's you behind closed doors, it's you.
And so if you've had to do some hard things to get to where you are, society can sleep on its own, but can you? And so that's why we keep coming back to making sure that you're not jeopardizing your own integrity. You're not jeopardizing your own self-worth for something as fragile as a calling, when guess what? If you were to make that calling something so specific, like I want to help people, you can do a slew of things in order to help people. You know, you can literally go grocery shopping for someone that you know who maybe can't go to the grocery store, and you now have achieved your calling for that specific week. But when you put it on, okay, I want to be a model, right? So, okay, well, how many jobs do you have to book a month? Because I went several months without booking jobs. Am I now no longer a model? I'm not fulfilling my calling?
Yeah.
Or do I just put model in my Instagram bio and now I'm living in my calling, but I haven't actually booked a job, you know? So all that is so, like, it's so just up in the ether. It's unimportant. But what is important is how we feel about ourselves. And if we're determining how we feel about ourselves by the way others perceive us, that's a slippery slope.
Dude, that's so good.
Slippery slope.
Gosh, bless it, dude. Yeah, that's just so, I mean, I'm so encouraged by it because that's something I constantly struggle with a lot is comparing myself to what other people are doing. So I definitely feel so encouraged from this podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of Prompt Us. And remember, you can follow us at Prompt Us Podcast on Instagram. That's our handle, at Prompt Us Podcast. And that is where you can submit prompts that will be topics that we discuss in future episodes. Appreciate you guys tons, and we'll talk again in the next one.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.